high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We are here at Mississinewa Valley High School and joined by Mr. Reese Rogers. How are we doing tonight, Reese?
Not too bad, not too bad, Neil.
So our Indians are taking on the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks are sitting currently second in their league behind Twin Valley South, who is undefeated. Mississinewa is 8-1 in their league, 9-8 overall. Indians are 4-3 in the MAC and 12-3 overall. So we'll be back in just a minute with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this with more information for you on what's going on. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Going to a party this Sunday for the big game but can't figure out what to take, or maybe you just don't have time to put something together? Wayne Street Market has an easy solution for you. Just call them at 375-2865 and order wings. You can get just a few, or even better, get a roaster full. Their jumbo, store-made, naked, or breaded wings are just 69 cents each, or for orders of 50 or more, they're just 60 cents each. Or they have the wing dings for just 50 cents each. All the wings are available with barbecue or buffalo sauce. And don't forget about their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and now their new sandwich trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. They know you're busy, but you want to take something great to the party for the football game this Sunday, so let Wayne Street Market make it easy for you. From the drinks and snacks, to meat and cheese trays, to a roaster full of their famous jumbo wings, Wayne Street Market is your party headquarters. Call them at 375-2865.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
We're back here at Mississinewa Valley High School, where the Indians are just about 5 or 6 minutes away from tip-off here. Reese, you want to go over some of the scores that we've had with common opponents with the Blackhawks?
Yes, I will. It looks like in this league, at least they play each other twice, maybe. Played Antonia twice, and I'm guessing that's how it works, but yeah. Looking at their conference, it looks a lot bigger than ours, but we'll go with it.
I think they have divisions, I believe.
So with they played Minster earlier in the year. They lost 70-52, and we actually traveled to Minster, and we lost 52-50. Antonia, they won and lost against Antonia, and we beat Antonia 61-46, and Arcanum, we both beat Arcanum 40. They beat them 40-37. We beat them 48-39. It looks like this team is obviously pretty good for their conference, but they have struggled with non-conference games, you know.
Yeah, and I've talked to several of their fans, including the coach's brother, and he says, you know, he said, we're playing pretty well, but tonight we're playing against the MAC, and it's different from playing CCC. And he's right about that, but a lot of it's going to depend on how the officials call the game, because the MAC is generally more physical, and they're generally less physical in this area, and they call more fouls. What we would consider incidental contact is a major foul, and vice versa when they come up to our place. So the games get called a little different. We're at least, if we start getting foul trouble, we're deep. So that's a big thing for us. But you just don't know how this is all gonna play out. And if we can't make shots, that can make a difference. Because that's how it went with Marion last night. They couldn't make a shot after the first quarter, and we handled them pretty easily. So I don't know. Well, let's take another quick break. We'll come back and get you the starting lineups and some things like that. Be back in just a minute or two here.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to Mississinawa Valley High School, where the Indians take on the Blackhawks tonight. Reese, you got the starting lineups there. Do they have those posted yet?
Yes, they do. Starting for the Indians, the typical five, Derek Judy, Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, and Brian Benn. And starting for Mississinawa Valley, Max Durmeyer, number 14, Alex Cole, number 24, Josh Fett, number 30, Cody Dirksen, and number 33, Blake Skoll.
Scholl.
So the quarter sponsor for tonight, first quarter, Cal Pharmacy, second quarter, Fallen Mechanical, third quarter, Wabash, and fourth quarter, Ford Recovery Insurance, and always the Tin Cover Tip-Off and the Hall Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
Just another quick stab. Blackhawks have won six out of their last seven games. Indians have won their last five. So
both teams are
on the winning ways right now.
They're both apparently playing at their best. Good time of year to be playing well. So I'm thinking that that both teams are going to put out a pretty good effort tonight.
I imagine it should be a pretty good game. And yep, we haven't really mentioned JV. JV did end up winning 50-31. So
yep. And our Lady Indians this afternoon against Lima Central Catholic, they were up 10 points most of the way. Ended up winning by 38-33. It got close at the end. We just kind of didn't finish strong. It was a Saturday afternoon game after, you know, it's a little tough. So, but you were at the game last night where the boys played Marion Local. What was your thoughts on that?
I think they played very well. I mean, when you have a few guys like Grant Kanapke, I mean, he didn't start out well, but usually, at least in the past for him, if he doesn't start out high, he's not going. But he actually started hitting in the second half, and Clay Schmitz played well with Derek Judy. So we'll see if they play again well tonight.
Yep, and I thought even the guys that didn't score played very well. So, you know, our Indians are clicking. All the guys, you know, as you mentioned, the starters, everybody knows that 2 minutes into the game, two guys are going in, two guys are coming out, and a minute or two later, a couple more subs. So everybody, we got eight, nine guys play. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll be back right after this.
Are you going to a party? party this Sunday for the big game but can't figure out what to take? Or maybe you just don't have time to put something together? Wayne Street Market has an easy solution for you. Just call them at 375-2865 and order wings. You can get just a few, or even better, get a roaster full. Their jumbo, store-made, naked, or breaded wings are just 69 cents each. Or for orders of 50 or more, they're just 60 cents each. Or they have the wing dings for just 50 cents each. All the wings are available with barbecue or buffalo sauce. And don't forget about their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and now their new sandwich trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. They know you're busy, but you want to take something great to the party for the football game this Sunday, so let Wayne Street Market make it easy for you. From the drinks and snacks to meat and cheese trays to a roaster full of their famous jumbo wings, Wayne Street Market is your party headquarters. Call them at 375-2865. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back at Mississinewa Valley High School, and kind of like Fort Recovery, they turn off the lights to introduce the home team.
Probably burying your us. But like I said, starting line for the Indians tonight: Grant Canapke, Clay Smith, Garrett Geely, Brian Ben, and Regan Martin. See how the Indians come out here on Saturday night to take on the Mississinewa Valley, the Blackhawks. Like I said, right before this last commercial break, JV did win tonight 50-31.
Yeah, and it was
a good controlled win. I mean, they led the whole game by 10, 15 points and pulled away at the end.
Early in the game, we were tied at 10, and then I was doing some setup and looked up when we were up 18-10, then we were up to like 25-12, and that was kind of how it went the rest of the night. So good showing for the JV. Kobe Wendell didn't play. He's got some probably flu issues. So he's out for the JV and the varsity. That's some hustle that we're gonna miss maybe if we need it. And I don't know if you noticed, Reese, that they have a couple of pretty short guys on their team, but that almost always, and I've seen these guys play, that is hustle. They got a 5'3" and a 5'6", and you kind of look at them and say, what are they doing out there? And as soon as the game starts, you know what they're doing out there. Stealing the ball.
I actually did play against number 24, Josh Fett, and he was a pain.
Yes. That's right. He would have been a sophomore, and he was good enough as a sophomore, 5'3", and just a little feller, and you think, what's he doing out there? And 5 seconds later, you know what he's doing out there. He's playing hard what he's doing.
Coaching coverage tip off, and the Blackhawks get it first. So number 3, Max Durmeyer, will give it over into the corner, back up top to Max. Max will swing around to Fett. Fett will go into the corner to number 33, Cole. skull where then pass up to the other skull and over the Fett. Fett will dribble around, guarded by Grant Canapia up and a long two. Made basket by Josh Fett. So the Indians will get their first crack.
That's a pretty shot, too.
And Derek Jeudy has on the right wing. He'll look around. He'll pick up his dribble. Looking around, he'll give it over to Regan Martin. He'll bring it back up, set the offense for the Indians. 2-0 here at the start of the first quarter of the Cal Pharmacy. For our sponsor, Grant Canapia, for a three up and no good. Rebounded by, it'll be tipped out, and Regan Martin will come up with it. Back out to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy will dribble around. He'll give it to Regan Martin. Off the Canapia, back to Derek Jeudy. There's dribble around the top of the key. Clay Smith will have the ball, goes into paint, will get swatted, blocked, rebound, or brought down by Ben. Ben will then go up and will be fouled by number 30, Cody Dirksen. That'll be his first foul, team's first. Clay Smith will, or Brian Ben will go to the line, shooting two. Put up the first points tonight for the Indians, and he does, makes the first one. So we'll see. He can make the second. He throws on up there, and it is good. So he's 2-for-2 at the line so far. It makes the score tied at 2 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Number 3, Max Dermeyer will bring it up. He'll give off the Fett. Fett will be guarded by Grant Canapia. Again, he'll get a screen. He'll go middle with it. He'll stop at the free throw line, hand it off to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will then drive, put up a shot up, and will be fouled by Regan Martin. He'll go to the line shooting 2. Okay, Regan Martin's first foul. Like I said, Max Dermeyer will go to the line for the Blackhawks. First one is no good off to the right. So you get one more. So then toss up a second, and it is good. A 1-for-2 at the line gives the Blackhawks the lead, 3-2 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Grant Canapia will give it over to Clay Smith. Clay at the top of key. Clay will go middle with it, up and no good. Rebounded by number 33. And he'll hand it off to number 3, Dermeyer. Up to Fett. Fett will drive base on Canapia. He'll give it out to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will then drive baseline again. Up and good.
That went all around the rim, but it went in. That was a nice drive and a pretty good thing. That gives them a 5-2 lead for the Blackhawks here with 6 minutes left.
Regan Martin will fire up a 3 for the Indians. Up no good. Rebounded by number 14. Cole will give out to Fett. Fett will fire up a 3 right in front. Grant Canapia up, no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin of the Indians. He'll bring it up himself. 5-2. Indians down 3. Derek Jeudy has the ball top of key. Dribble around to the right side. He'll give up to top to Clay Smith over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin on the wing. He'll dribble it up to Derek Jeudy. Derek will then drive baseline and lose it by number 3. Dermeyer will steal away from him all the way up and miss the layup. Rebound by number 33's Cole, and he'll be fouled. So, let's see the foul on. He hasn't reported it yet. It'll be on number 12.
It's Clay.
Clay Schmidt, his first, team's second. So, Joel will step the line, shooting 2. First one is up and good. That's his first points of the night. Checking in for the Indians will be Gavin Toby and Ryan Post for Ben and Jeudy. Joel will get a second here in the second. 6-2, Indians down 4 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Joel will fire up a stack up, no good. Rebound by Clay Schmidt. Smith will give it up to Ryan Post. Post will hand it off to Canapia. Get a screen by Clay. Canapia will then dish it off to Regan Martin. Off to Toby around the arc to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will bring it back up top for the Indians. He'll hand it off to Regan Martin. Regan will then hand it off to Toby. Back to Post. Post will drive baseline with it up and
nice move. Oh, Rhino, good move. Nice little move, lay in on the twisty shot off the left-hand side.
So Ryan Post will go to the line shooting 1 at the Hall Brothers foul line. Ryan's free throw is up and good. to get some 3 points so far here tonight. Indians down one, still to the Blackhawks. Indians are showing a press. They'll give up to number 30. Dirksen out to number 3, Dermeyer up for 3, up no good, rebound by Dirksen, and he'll be thrown away by Ryan Post, he'll be on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. So it will go to the Indians.
And Coach Milton was trying to get a timeout there to make sure we got that ball, but this worked out okay too. Just wanted to be sure we didn't get a foul on that. I think how that was going to could have ended up. Indians down 6-5, 4.5, just over 4.5 to go here in the first quarter.
Gavin Toby has the ball in the wing, gives out to Regan Martin. Regan, the drive, he'll get stopped, and he will dish out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will dish out to the corner to Clay Schmidt. Clay will give back up top to Kanapke, stolen away by Dermeyer, and Regan Martin recovers it up, and no good, rebound by of the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks are playing hard there and contesting every pass that we're making.
Jeremiah will walk it up for the Blackhawks. 4 minutes left in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Indians down one. Blackhawks will get a goal back out to number 30. Dirksen up for 3, up and good. Wow. Took a nice hop there for Dirksen. Yep. Makes the Indians down 4. Ryan Post has the ball on the right wing. He will take the baseline. Probably should have been fouled.
Yep.
No call, but Ryan does make a shot. So yep. 2 points for the Indians.
In fact, they might be letting them play, and I'm okay with that.
So Indians will be back in their press, and they'll have number, oh, Clay Schmidt stole away on a pass from Dermeyer. Post will bring it up for the Indians. Post will then drive middle and be fouled up, and no good. So they go to the line shooting 2. Foul will be on number 30, Cody Dirksen.
Ryan seems to be finding a hole or making a hole, and that's pretty good news for the Indians. We keep going in there, and that's the third time he's gone in. He was fouled every time, but they didn't call it the last time. It wasn't like bad or anything, but this one was a good one, and puts that one up and in for his 6th point.
Cal Rammel and Brian Benn checked in for the Indians for Regan Martin. Clay Schmidt. So Ryan will get a second. Indians down 1. He could tie here with the free throw. Ryan will put it up, and it is good. So it's tie game. Indians will be back in their press. Fett will have it. He'll dribble it up, and he'll be stopped. He'll give it over to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will get it across to Scholl. Scholl will give it over to Fett. Back to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will set up the offense for the Blackhawks to give over to Fett on the right wing. Fett standing with it, gives it to Scholl. Scholl will fire up for 3, up no good. Rebound by Cale Ramline, and he'll be thrown away by Dermeyer, up and good.
The quickness of those guys, man, we're kind of assuming that they're going on down the court, and he sneaked around behind him and grabbed that ball out of his hand.
So Ryan Post will bring up for the Indians. Ryan will just stop. He'll go to Gavin Toby. Back over to Cale Ramline. Cale will drive middle. Stop at the free throw line. Tuck it out to Gavin Toby. Toby will drive baseline. Pump a shot up. And no good. Rebound by Scholl. Of the Blackhawks. Gives it to Fett. Fett will then bring it up for the Blackhawks. Fett will then go all the way. About a 5-footer up. No good. Short. Rebounded by Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will give it back over to Post. 11-9. And he's down 2 here in the Cal Pharmacy. First quarter. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. He has it. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby up top to Cale Ramel. Ryan Post has the ball in the corner. He'll give it to Ben. Ben will then pump a move up and good. So Brian Ben gets on the board.
That was a nice shot. And
ties the game for the Indians.
Went up strong and 11-11 now.
So Dermeyer will bring him up. And looks like Derek Jeudy and Ian Holman will check in for the Indians on the next dead ball. And it'll be a charge. Good call by the ref. Brian Ben will take
on Dermeyer, it looks like.
Ian Holman and Derek Jeudy will check in for the Indians.
I'm sure you were there when Ian got in the game last night, and the fans went crazy. He hadn't been in for a while.
That was awesome.
Yep. He had a great shot.
Just off to the left.
Oh, man, it looked like it was in.
Yeah. So
we'd still be up there jumping in the bleachers if that had gone in. Our fans love that kid. So do I.
There's you across the timeline with the ball. man, 31 left here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Gavin Toby will hit dish off to Finn and up no good. Rebound by Scholl. He'll get off to Dermeyer. Dermeyer then walk it up for the Blackhawks. Dermeyer will give it over to Scholl. Scholl guarded by Gavin Toby. He'll give it over to number 22, Godfrey. And number 12, Boltner. Feltner puts up a shot, no good, and it goes out of bounds. They go to the Indians.
Yep, knocked out of bounds on the rebound up by the Blackhawks. In minute three here on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, tied at 11. Right there. Now, I think the Blackhawks are playing harder than the Indians, although the Indians aren't slacking it tonight.
Ian Holman in the corner for three, up, and nice. Good. A three-point basket, Ian Holman.
That was Ian Holman. That was his shot. That was beautiful.
So it gives the Indians the lead, 14-11. Dermeyer will walk on up for the Blackhawks. 45 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Dermeyer will give over to Scholl. Scholl given to the corner to number 12, Feltner. Back up to Scholl. Scholl looking around. He guarded by Gavin Toby. He'll give it back up top to number 22, Godfrey. Into the corner to Feltner, and he'll throw out of bounds. Going to get back to the Indians. Yep. 20 seconds left.
Threw a little high for Dermeyer to handle it under the basket, so Indians will have the ball with 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Taking a 14-11 lead after tied 11-11, and Ian Holman's shot from the corner.
So Derek Judy will walk on up. 13 seconds left. It looks like we're going to go for the last shot of the quarter. Derek G, dribbling around, gets screened by Ben. He'll then lose it. Stolen away by Scholl. Scholl will then fire up a three at the last second, up and too strong. So the Indians win here after the first quarter, 14-11. We'll be back after this on Sport Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at Mississinewa Valley. Indians leading 14-11 after a quarter. I have, for the Indians, I have Ian Holman with that three he made to give us that three-point lead. Brian Benn has four with a field goal and two foul shots. Ryan Post with two field goals, two layups, and fouled on those, and with three foul shots made, so he has seven. And we only have two fouls. Regan has one, and Clay has one. So we're Indians in pretty good shape. I might get to the Mississinewa scoring in a minute, but we'll get back to action now that it's just started back up here.
Starting for the Indians in the second quarter, Colin Mechanical. There's Duke, Ian Holman, Cale Ramel, Gavin Toby, Brian Benn, and Cale Ramel have the ball underneath. Cale,
nice.
Up and good. The 2-1 basket, Cale Ramel. Gives the Indians a five-point lead here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Dermeyer will walk on up. They'll give it over to number 30, Durson. Durson will give it a Scholl. Scholl will give it in to number 22, Godfrey. And Scholl can make a 15-footer, so if the Indians lead to three, Derek Judy will walk on up for the Indians. Has the ball. He's looking around. He's trying to get into Ben. And he gives it back out to Ian Holman. Ian Holman thought about three. Then he'll drive dish off the Ben. And he'll be tipped away.
Burton came up with that. And Dermeyer has it, bringing her up. So, minute gone here in the quarter. And Indians leading 16-13, 3-point lead.
Dermeyer has the ball, top of the key at four of the Blackhawks to give it number 3, Dirksen, the stole out to Godfrey. Godfrey will put it up and no good, rebounded by Brian Bam.
Picked around a bunch underneath there and finally got out to Brian.
Derek Jeter will give it over to Ian Holman. Back up top to Derek Jeter. He'll find Ben in the post. Ben will dish out to Holman. Holman up for three up and too long. Rebound by Cale Rammel.
Nice shot. That's his shot. Just didn't quite make it. Coach Melton, I think probably heard him calling timeout to us. We could hear it. The official didn't hear it. So let's just hang here just for a second, and I'll kind of go over to try to catch up on the Blackhawks scoring. Max Dermeyer had 2 field goals and a foul shot, missed one. Mississinawa is 2-for-4 for foul shots. Indians are 5-for-5. Also, Josh Fett made the first basket of the game along 2, so he has 2 points. Cody Dirksen made a 3. Blake Scholl had a 2 and a foul shot and also missed a foul shot. So one of them was just in this quarter. So, but anyway, the Indians are leading 16-13. The Fowler Mechanical second quarter back to action.
Grand Command gets the ball. Corner back up top to Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter picks up his dribble, guard heavily by Dermeyer. Give it over to Ben, over to Kanapke. 6 minutes left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Indians up 3. Kanapke will have the ball. Give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will get a screen by Ben. He'll give out Derek Jeter in the corner for 3 up. And go. Oh, 3-point basket.
Oh, Derek Jeter. Beautiful.
So Michigan Indians lead 6 now.
Derek has 5 points, I believe.
Jeremiah will walk up. He'll get a screen. He'll look around. He'll give into the corner to number 12, Feltner. Back up to Scholl. Scholl will give over to number 30, Dirksen. And he'll be...
Just about got it knocked away from me. They recovered it.
Dermeyer has the ball at top of the key. Guarded by Regan Martin. He'll get a screen. He'll go around the screen. He'll put up about 8-footer up. No good. Rebound by Clay Schmidt. Clay will give up to Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter will push hard. 3-on-2. A dish out the corner for Kanapke. Up for 3. Up. No good. Rebound by number 12, Feltner. For the Blackhawks. He'll give over to Dermeyer, and he'll walk on up. So across the timeline with, they were guarded by Regan Martin. Give over to the corner to number 12, Feltner. Back up top of Dermeyer. Over to number 30, Dirksen into the corner. Scholl for 3 up, no good. Rebound by
Dirksen ended up with it.
And Scholl will pop a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Clay Schmidt. Clay will give up to Derek Jeter. Give it up to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke up for a layup.
Wow.
And good.
That was really nice. He got that to Grant, and Grant shifted gears and flew down there with that one. If you've seen him play, he takes that one or two big strides, and he went from the foul line one step, and he was at the basket laying it in, and it's 21-13 for the Indians. It's timeout now by the Blackhawks. They're probably not happy with the way this is going, so let's just take a real quick break here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back at Mississinawa Valley, coming out of a timeout. Indians lead 21-13 now, and kind of pulled away here in the last minute or so, 2 minutes. And right now, lead 21-13. Blackhawks have 4 fouls. Indians have 2. So it's nobody's in foul trouble for either team. Back to the live action, I guess. Okay, finally, there's something going on the Blackhawks bench, but they got that straightened out.
to get it in. Number 12, Feltner. They give over to Fett, back to Feltner, and they're struggling to get across the line. They do by Scholl. Scholl will give it back to Fett at the top of the key. Fett will dribble around. He'll give over to number 12, Feltner, in the corner. Back up to Scholl. Scholl will give it over to number 30, Dirksen. Dirksen will find number 12, Feltner, underneath, and will be fouled. That'll be two. So Feltner will go line. First time tonight.
I missed who that foul was on.
He hasn't gave it yet.
Oh, no wonder.
They're trying to figure.
they had a deal in the JV game that. Finally, Regan says, I'm the one that did it. Trying to figure it out. I believe that's two on Regan.
I wouldn't have volunteered. You put two fouls. I'll put one of the guys and said, you take it.
Yeah, that might have put him in good standing with the ref, though, to bail him out because they were in trouble there. First in the JV game, they had one, came over and gave the number of a player that wasn't even on the roster, much less in the game. Then they gave the number of guys that was in the game but was nowhere near the play, and then it took them a while to straighten that out. We don't need that kind of thing going on.
So Ryan Post will give in to Gavin Toby. Toby will give out to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will dish out to Ryan Post.
He got away with the travel there, but...
So... Clay Schmitz will have the ball stolen away by Fett. Fett will then hustle down for the Blackhawks, and he gets trampled. Wow.
Well, he came down fast, and then he slowed down, and our defenders were still coming behind him.
That was like a football tackle there by Clay Schmitz.
He snowballed. It wasn't like anything even remotely intentional. It's just Fett slowed down, and
Clay wasn't.
And our defenders did not. We have him outweighed by about 100 pounds, I'd say. And so Hawks will take it out of bounds. 3:22 on the Paul Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Dirksen will give out the Fett for three off the inbound. Ryan Post will get the board. He'll bring it up for the Indians. Indians up seven here in the Paul Mechanical second quarter. Post will then drive and be fouled by number 30, Dirksen. So Ryan Post will step back to the line for his fourth, third time tonight.
Yep. He has the, right now he's 3 for 3. Indians haven't missed a foul shot. 5 for 5 as a team.
First one's up and
Jinsky. So, sorry, Ryan, that's my fault.
There, dude, checks back into the game for Gavin Toby. 3:11 left here in the Paul Mechanical second quarter. Ryan Post.
He's back at the Hull Brothers foul line and
puts it up and it is no good.
Oh,
0 for
off
2.
The back that time. So,
Jeremiah will walk on up for the Blackhawks. They sure walk up every time here, Neil.
Yeah. Yep.
They're in no hurry. Jeremiah will give it back up to Scholl, back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah will just stand there with him, and he'll take a timeout. There'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January. Don't miss the annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 7th before the boys' basketball game at St. Henry. The dinners will be served at the St. Henry High School Commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecued chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll, and carryouts are available. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from Fort Recovery's cheerleaders and boys' basketball players. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund for a student from Fort Recovery and a student from St. Henry. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and get to the St. Henry game early. It's the annual Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner on Friday, February 7th in the St. Henry High School Commons from 4 to 6 p.m.
We're back at Mississauga Valley, and Dirksen throws it in to Dearmeyer.
Dearmeyer will call the play for the Blackhawks. Indians are on a 3-2 zone. It's 2-1-2, actually, it almost looks like. I can't tell if Clay Schmitz is in the middle or he's in. Yeah, it is a 3-2, so they're going long here with the Indians. Dermeyer will dribble it around. He'll get up alley-oop to Scholl. Back side. Nice. Wow, what a play there by the Blackhawks.
That was a really good play. Worked and beautifully. Came around from that right-hand side. And perfect alley-oop pass by Fett. And it was put right in with nobody between them. So
there, G brings up for the Indians, and he'll actually throw it right into Dermeyer's hand, and he's out of bounds. Luckily for the Indians, it stays in the Indians' ball. Brian Post will in checking for Derek Judy. Grant Knapp, he'll get it in to Clay Schmitz, and he'll hand it off to Cale Rammel. 2:15 left here in the Polymer Campbell second quarter. Indians up 5, 21-16. Cale Rammel has the ball on the left side. He'll give up top to Ryan Post. Ryan looking around. He'll give up to Knapp. He'll come off the screen. Then he'll give it back to Toby. Toby back up to Post. Post will fire up a 3-3 ball by Ryan Post.
Nice. That quick shot that he has, it's beautiful.
Ryan Post is leading the Indians tonight with 10 points so far here in the second quarter. Dermeyer will hand it off to Scholl. Scholl will get a screen. He won't use it. He'll bend. And he'll lose it to Cale Rammel. Good defense there. Scholl picks up his dribble, gives it to Fett. Fett will get around Knappy and give it back to Scholl. Scholl will fire up a long or a 10-foot pass up. No good. Rebound by Ryan Post. Give it over to Knappy. Knappy will then get thrown away. Dermeyer kicks it around. Fett then will kick it around. Nobody can grab the ball. And Scholl ends up with it.
I'll tell you, they are quick. Those shorter guards are really quick. And the other players, they're quick too. So we have to, you know, that's something we have to be real careful about.
And Blackhawks get in, back out to number 30, Durston. Durston will give it back into number 22, Godfrey. And he'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post. Ryan Post will be guarded by Dermeyer. Dermeyer will hand it off to Knappy. Knappy will hand it off to Toby. This is going back to that handoff game. And Ryan Post will drive baseline, pull about 15-footer up. And a friendly roll by Ryan Post. Ryan Post is playing well so far here tonight.
Yep, I believe that he did not score last night.
But which is unusual.
Yeah, we've talked about that with several times with some of the guys and some of the fans where, you know, there'll be a guy that'll just shoot the lights out one night, and the next night he's a role player. And it doesn't seem to bother these guys any that they want to win. And I think we've had 8 different players leading the team in scoring this year.
Last second shot up for number 30. Durston, it's no good, and that will end the half. 26-16, Indians in the lead. We'll start the halftime show after this here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Polymer Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back at Mississinewa Valley High School, and let me just run through some of the stuff coming up next week for the guys and girls. It's St. Henry Week. Thursday, the girls host St. Henry, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver and Brian Patch on WPGW, and it'll be, of course, here on Fort Recovery Radio, whether it is our team of announcers or WPGW simulcast. All the games will be heard on Fort Recovery Radio this year. And Friday, the boys will go over to St. Henry, and that's the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner. I believe you can still get tickets for that at the high school office, but they most of the players have already turned theirs in, and those tickets are starting to get a little hard to find. But you can probably run up to the office and still get some at the high school office on Monday, and that game will also be a WPGW simulcast. Then on Saturday, the girls will go down to New Madison to play Tri-Village, a pretty good, traditionally pretty good team. Haven't looked up their record yet, so not sure what that is, but that'll be Brian Patch bringing you that action. And then we turn around from there and going from south of Fort Recovery by quite a bit, turn around and go to Lima. So we'll play at Lima Shawnee. I believe that is... I believe they are undefeated. They played Ottawa Glandorf last night and won. Both of those teams were undefeated. I believe they're both 16-0. Lima Shawnee comes out, and I believe they're either 16-0 or 17-0 now, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So we will be bringing you all those games, the two St. Henry games, girls on Thursday, boys at St. Henry on Friday will be WPGW simulcast, and Saturday it'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the girls at Tri-Village, JV at noon, and the boys at Lima Shawnee. So what are you thinking here that first half?
I would say just the Indians are going to clean up just lackadaisical. So sometimes, like you said, in the first half, that fat kid will come around and sneak around and
yep.
poke it away from him. And the Indians just really, I would say they just really fix that. I mean, they got good lead going into half. Yep. And I would say that's really the only thing they need to fix. Because they had a few, four or five turnovers, which is just lackadaisical.
Yeah, and, we're not playing bad. We're not playing great. But Mississinawa right now seems to have more energy than we have for this game. And they are, as I said, those shorter guards, one's 5'3", one's 5'6". But they're quick. They're really quick. And Fett showed us right off the bat. He's the 5'3 guy. He made the first basket of the game, a really nice deep two that was just... It was a perfect shot. So, you know, we can't take those guys for granted. They're quick, and I believe it's Shoal, one of their taller, 6'4", and he's very quick. So they're probably playing better than we are. I think our shooting, our team might be a little bit better, but hard to say how this is all going to go. We Indians led 14-11 after one and 26-16 right now at halftime.
I kind of want to give a shout out to the girls' basketball team. I think they're leading the MAC, and yep. they're coming down to the wire. So if you guys can get out Thursday night, they'll host the Redskins, and that should be a pretty good ball game. I mean, I have to give a whole lot of credit to Holly Stein Gann for taking over the program and keeping them in the lead of the MAC. So they have a impressive team and a lot of seniors that could really use some fans. Thursday night.
Yep. We not that we haven't had a pretty good amount of fans, but this one's a biggie. It is St. Henry. We are on paper a better team than they are, but that does not mean anything when it's St. Henry and Fort Recovery. It just doesn't. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back with maybe some stats and some things like that. So we'll be back right after this.
Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley. Indians lead 26-16 at halftime. Won the first quarter 14-11. Outscored them in the second quarter 12-5. So that gives us a 26-16 lead. For the Indians, I have Grant Kanapke with two. Ian Holman with a nice three from the corner. Derek Judy with five. He has a three and a two. Brian Benn has two foul shots, two for two. And Ryan Post right now doing really well for our Indians. He has 3 2-point baskets and a three and three foul shots. And Cale Rammel has a basket. So that gives us our 26 for the Blackhawks. We have Max Diermeier, one of those quick guards. He has two field goals and a foul shot for five. Josh Fett with that opening basket. He has two. Cody Dirksen with a three-pointer. He's one of their bigger, bulkier players, 6 foot. He has a three-pointer. Blake Scholl, their 6'4", I'd call him center forward, strong, tall, quick, two field goals and a foul shot. So, again, Indians lead 26-16. Got less than a minute to go here, so let's just do a real quick break, and then we'll come back and start the second half. Be back right after this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up.
We're going to cut into Tin Cupboard's ad there because we're getting ready for the start of the Tin Cupboard second half. So it'll be Indians ball. Clay Schmitz taking it out, gets it to Derek Judy.
And we enter the Wabash Mutual third quarter. Indians will give it around into Ben. Ben will pull up a shot, be fouled, no call. He'll make the basket. So 2-point basket, Brian Ben.
28-16, now Indians lead extends to 12.
So Blackhawks will get it in. He'll give up to number 14. Scholl. Short. Rebound by Derek Judy. Derek Judy will then be guarded heavily by Scholl. And we'll cross the timeline with it. Indians up 28-16 here in the third quarter. Clay Schmitz will dish out to Grant Kanapke for a long two up. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. Schmitz will then be fouled by Scholl. So the Angels are taking out underneath. I bet Rob Weaver has to be having a heck of a time when he has the number one leading scorer in Indiana at Jay County tonight. So if he has to have his... He's averaging about 35, I've heard. So, Blackford and Jay County Patriots.
It's going to be a good one. That's where Brian Patch and Bobby Leverett are tonight. So they went over there for those to see that that young man play. And
I think he scored over 1,000 points in 32 games, maybe?
That's pretty good.
32 games faster than Damon Bailey, which he led the Indiana scoring. But the Blackhawks get it in. Dirksen will get up and good. So I imagine Rob Weaver has to be having a heck of a time over in Jay County.
Yep.
There he has the ball. Top of the key. We'll hand it off to Clay Schmidt. Schmidt will have the ball and hand off to Kanapke. And we're just in a handoff game again. There's Hewlett and turn the corner. Dish out to Regan Martin. Back up top to Kanapke. Take a dribble up for three. Up.
What a nice move. Took that little fake. The guy went for it. Dribbled to his left, up, and right through the net.
So I also like to see Grant Kanapke take over the second half and get about 12 points by the end of this third quarter. That'd be huge for the Indians.
Yep. And if it's not him, somebody else probably will. It just depends on how it all goes. But Grant's had a couple of nice shots that just missed.
Jeremiah will have the ball for the Blackhawks. Guarded by Regan Martin. He'll give it to Fett. Fett will drive baseline. Give out to number 14, Scholl. Scholl will drive and give it up to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will drive middle with on Regan Martin. Up, and it'll be a charge.
Ooh. Probably was.
That's Ben's second charge. Taking charge, actually.
To be real honest, I don't think 5'6" Max Biermeyer hurt Brian Ben too much. A foot difference in their height and probably 150 pounds in their weight. But it probably was an offensive foul. It was, those calls, if you've seen them, they'll go either way. And you just can't, it's not easy to figure out who's doing what. Is the guy moving, or what was he? Ooh, Grant again.
Grant up. Oh, no good. In and out. Rebound by Clay Schmidt. Clay will put up a strong move. Up and no good. He'll be fouled to go line shooting two.
Had a nice fake, but couldn't get the ball in. So that's on Scholl. His first, I believe. It's the third foul of the half for the Blackhawks.
Clay Schmidt's first one up is no good.
Ooh, doink off the front of the rim. 31-18 here in the Wabash Mutual third quarter. A little less than 5.5 minutes to go here.
Clay Schmidt will fire up his second up and good.
Nice shot.
So Dermeyer walk on up for the Blackhawks. 32-18 here in the Wabash Mutual third quarter. Fett will give it over to number 14, Scholl. Scholl looking around, back to Fett. Fett has the ball. He'll give it in the corner to Dermeyer. Back up to Fett, over to Scholl. Scholl will find, who was that?
Dermeyer. Dermeyer underneath there.
Dermeyer with a miss to give it over to Ben. Ben will put it up a shot. No good. And he will stay with the Indians.
That was almost a football play again. There's a whole bunch of big people down there banging around. Nobody really had control of the ball, and Clay got it to Brian. Brian got it up toward the basket.
Regan Martin has the ball. He'll pick up his dribble, and he'll give it over to Derek Judy. 4:45 left here in the third quarter. Indians up big, 32-18. Give it to Derek Judy. Derek will hand it off to Regan Martin. Regan will turn the corner up, and no good, and he'll be fouled.
It was a real nice move. He came in as if he was going maybe even to the right-hand side or the front of the basket and made a move off to the left side. Thought he had it in there and did not. So it's going to be a 4:34 left here. I believe it's a timeout for the Blackhawks, and we'll just take a timeout with them back in just a minute.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Thanks. And we're back. Yep, sorry.
32-18.
A little chit-chat in there.
Rudy Marwan wants to step the line, shooting two.
And you lead 32-18, 434 left here in the Wabash Mutual third quarter.
Reagan makes his first.
First one's in.
This scoring chart is also so confusing because it's not technically lined up. And
yes,
I'm not even sure if I'm even giving it to the right person.
I know what you mean.
That will give it back up to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will dribble around, give it over to Scholl. Give it a Fett in the corner. Back up the Scholl and give it over to number 14. Scholl will fire up a three long, no good. Rebounded by Dare Judy up to Clay Smith. Alley oops it to Reagan Harden.
That was good. He had probably could have made that himself, but he had Dermeyer in between him and the baskets. He just flipped it over to Reagan and up and in.
So Dermeyer will walk on up for the Blackhawks, guarded by Regan Martin. He'll give it to the Fett. That will give it into the corner of Scholl. Scholl will fire up a three long. No good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. Benn will give it up to Kanapke. Grant will dribble around, bring it back up top, and give it up to Terrence Beauty. 36-18 here in the third quarter. 3:33 left. Regan will come off a screen by Derek Judy. Gives it to Derek Judy. Judy will then drive. He could have easily made a basket.
He just didn't know that
how close he was.
Yeah.
Kanapke will give it to Clay Schmidt. Schmidt will looking around. He'll try to go baseline. He'll go middle with it. Give it to Ben. Wide open. Blocked. And then Ben will get the board and puts it back in. So 2-point basket. Brian Ben. Ben's 8th. Point of the night.
38-18 now.
So Dermeyer will walk on up for the Blackhawks, and it'll be a full timeout for the Blackhawks. So we'll be back after this. You're on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 8th, 2020 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also, be sure to pick up nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at all banks in town, post office, library, and village hall. Or go on our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website.
Mutual third quarter.
If I'm looking at my numbers right, we've outscored them 12-2 in this quarter.
That is a good thing for Coach Milne's Indians. Scholl will have the ball. He'll give it a set. Set. Give it a Scholl in 15-footer up and good.
Long two.
Blake Scholl. It is. I have 7 points. Yes, it is. Blake Scholl's 7 point of the night. Ryan Post will go to Regan Martin. Seems like the Indians have cleaned it up here, Neil, in the second half. There's not a lot of lackadaisical turnovers for the Indians.
The Mississinawa fans don't like that foul call, but I think the defender was moving with him.
Yep.
Now, Regan went into him, but the defender was going with him, so that usually goes in the offensive player's favor.
So Ryan Post will get into Gavin Tobey, and he'll hit Regan Martin on a cut in, and no call. And Blackhawks will come up with a Fett. Fett will bring up quick, up no good, rebound by Clay Schmidt. Play will give it over to Ryan Post. Ryan will dish it up to Regan Martin and send it back off to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has a drive base up and good. Good play there by Ryan Post to get around Fett, and Fett didn't do anything but foul him.
Ryan Bowes makes the basket also. So you go to the line shooting one. Ryan Bowes is playing well tonight, just like Neil said earlier. He didn't score any last night, but he sure has 14 here tonight. I'm counting right. Because at least on the board he has 14. So.
Yep, I believe that's correct.
That's why I feel like the Indians have done well. I mean, Ben scored a lot at the beginning of the year, and he slowed down. And it just seems like Kanapke, Post, Derek Jeter have all played well lately to keep the Indians, to let the Indians keep beating teams. So,
yep, I was looking at my stats. Did Ryan make that foul shot?
Or did he get? Yeah, it's okay. 14, yeah. So, Scholl will have the ball back up to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer will give it over to Blake Scholl. He'll fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Cale Ramel of the Indians. He'll give it up to Ryan Post. Ryan with the high hand tonight brings up the ball. He'll give it over to Cale Ramel. Cale will hand it off to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will hand it back off to Cale. And we're doing this little handoff game until someone gets an opening to the middle. Cale picks up the ball, give off to Gavin Toby. Then Gavin Toby gets that corner, gets over to Ben, and Ben loses it. I don't think Ben was really expecting Gavin Toby to hand it off to him.
Yep, that was about a 2-foot pass.
And Dearmeyer will come up and shoot a three up. No good. Rebounded by Scholl of the Blackhawks. Scholl will give it over to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer looking around. He'll give it in the corner. Wide open. Scholl for three up and good. That's the other Scholl. Alex Scholl. And that's his first point tonight. It'll be a full timeout for Coach Milton in the Indians. So we'll be back after this here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Don't miss the annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 7th before the boys' basketball game at St. Henry. The dinners will be served at the St. Henry High School Commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecued chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll, and carryouts are available. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from Fort Recovery's cheerleaders and boys' basketball players.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about putting off the Shane Long thing. Yep. Well, we got the ball in, and now we've got a buzzer trying to figure out what's going on here. 53.3 seconds left here in the Wabash Mutual third quarter. Indians ball. Whatever the problem was, we have it straightened out.
Ryan Post will then get double teamed. He'll give it up to Cale Ramel. Cale will then dish off to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will pull about an 18-footer up, and no good. Rebounded by Scholl.
One around the rim. Wouldn't go in.
So, Dearmeyer will walk on up for the Blackhawks. 29 seconds left here in the Wabash third quarter. Go over to Scholl in the corner up top to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer will hit the other Scholl back up to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer gives it back into Scholl in the corner, back up top to Blake Scholl of the Blackhawks. They give it over to the corner to number 14, Alex Scholl. Over to 30, Durston up to Scholl for three at Blake Scholl. No good. Rebound by Cale Ramel. 1 second left, and that'll be the quarter. So Indians lead big after the third quarter, 41-23. We'll be back for the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter right after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hi, my
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Mississinewa Valley. Indians lead 41-23 going into quarter number four. For Recovery Insurance scoreboard,
41-23. Giermeier will walk on up for the Blackhawks. Nico is still in the corner. Stoll will give it back up to Giermeier. Pass around the arc to Alex Stoll in the opposite corner. Back up to Blake Stoll. Stoll will dish it off to number 12, Feltner. Feltner will give out to Giermeier for three. No good. Rebound by number 30, Cody Dirksen. Gets into Scholl. Scholl, no good. Rebounded by Alex Scholl. Alex to good. L to Feltner. The corner to Alex Scholl. He'll get back up to Feltner into number 30, Cody Dirksen. And it'll be a foul. He'll shoot two. Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, and Clay Schmitz are all checking in after this free throw. Dirksen, Cody Dirksen's first one's up, no good. Coming out will be Toby Homan and Cale Rammel.
Got one more chance at the Hull Brothers foul line. Who was the foul on there? Who was our foul on?
I think. Second one's up and no good. Rebound by Clay Schmitz. He'll give over to Ryan or Derek Judy.
That's our first foul of the second half.
That's where it's not fouling tonight.
Yep.
Regan Martin will have the ball on the right wing. They go middle, hand off the snap. Snap, he'll turn the corner, go 15-footer up, and a friendly roll up.
Around the rim and good. Good job, Grant.
That gives him seven on the night. Giermeier will walk on up for the Blackhawks. Indians up 20 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Scholl will give it in to Alex Scholl. Back out to number 12, Feltner, to Blake Scholl, to Feltner. Feltner is dribbling around. We'll give it to Dermeyer. Dermeyer will drive on. Regan Martin will be thrown away by Derek Judy. And
lost.
Blackhawks get back. Feltner a long or a short two, and there'll be a foul. I think it's going to be on the Blackhawks. And it will. So Ben will.
Looks like that'll be on Dirksen, maybe. Yep. It's his second. Brian will go to the foul line. He's a very good foul shooter, free throw shooter. I'm not sure where he is now. At one point, he was about 80% on the year. He's 2 for 2 tonight, is what I have.
One opportunity is up and good.
Up and in. Just as it should be.
So I give 9 on the night so far. Second one's up, no good. Rebound by the Blackhawks. Give it up to Giermeier. Giermeier will drive and be stopped by Regan Martin. Back out to number 30, Cody Dirksen. Dirksen will fire up a 3 up and too long. No good. And it'll be a foul on Derek Judy.
Yep. Going for the rebound, and he just was exerting a little too much, we'll call it.
Good crowd behind us, Neil, for the Indians.
Yes. Indians generally do travel well, and this one being a very short trip, probably our second shortest, third shortest of the season, behind St. Henry and Jay County.
Pass around the arc, and he's stolen by Derek Judy, and up and good.
Nice. That's beautiful. Anticipated that pass, jumped in there, and up and in.
That's 2 points for Derek Judy.
46-23, doubled now.
And Kiermaier will throw up a crazy shot. Placement through the board, and he'll lead Regan too far.
Yep. Looked like it was going to be a really nice lead pass, but it was just a little out of Regan's reach. If he had gotten it, he'd have been too far under the basket to do anything. But
Regan's probably looking at him, I'm not that quick. Kind of gave a smile, and Clay kind of laughed back. So.
Yeah.
Even though Regan is pretty quick.
Yes, he is. 5:32 here in the Sport Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
So we'll have the ball. He'll give it over to Giermeier, back up to Alex Scholl. He'll give it over to number 22, Godfrey. And he'll give it back up to number 14, Alex Scholl. 5 minutes left in the Sport Recovery Insurance, and he ends up big, 46-23. Upstairs pass around, he'll have in the corner number 30. Cody Durston up for a long three.
He's not afraid to shoot that shot.
That's
made a few.
That's his 8th point of the night so far, and he's now up 20.
His second three that I have.
Derek G has the ball. He'll get stopped. He'll give it to Regan Martin. Regan will dish out to Clay Schmitz over to Grant Knappke. Yep,
get in there, Grant.
Up and good. 3-point basket, Grant Knappke.
That's the shot he loves, and he is good at it.
And that is 10 points here for Knappke. I'm not sure if Ryan Post has more than 10, but it could be both tied for the leading scorer here tonight.
I have Ryan at 15.
15, so.
And he's not up on the board for us to take a quick look at, so
must have missed a few.
Yeah.
And it looks like Ian Holmes is going to check in for Grant Knappke, and he'll find Scholl up, no good, rebound by Ben of the Indians. He'll give it over to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy will dish up to Regan Martin, we'll find Clay Schmitz. Clay will try to turn, put up a shot up, and no good. Rebound by Blake Scholl of the Blackhawks. He'll give it up to Giermeier. Giermeier guarded by Derek G. Puts up a three. Long. No good. Rebound by Blake Scholl. Blake Scholl puts up a shot. And good. So second chance there, Neil.
Yep.
Hurt the Indians.
Yep.
Even though the game's not close, but those are not the things that Coach Milt wants to see.
No, we need to not let him get that rebound for sure.
Clay Schmitz has the ball. He'll give it over to Derek Jeudy, and he'll get tipped out of his hands and he'll stay with the Indians. He'll be off number 3, Max Giermeier. It looks like number 10.
That's a guy off the JV. So that is Drew Anguiano. He would be number 24 on the JV roster, but that's Drew Anguiano. So Derek has it over on the right wing. Doing a little dribbling, and Indians call a timeout.
Oh, so we'll be back after this show for Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley. Indians leading 49-28 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Clay Schmitz gets it into Derek Jeudy.
Derek Jeudy will be guarded by heavily by Giermeier. Giermeier will, Jeudy will pick up his dribble and he'll give off the Ben back to Jeudy, over to Clay Schmitz, back over to Ben. Ben will look around and he'll get kind of tipped away, and Ian will recover it.
Yep. Anguiano just in the game tipped that away. They're quick.
And there's
Giermeier just steals one right out of Ian's hand.
Up and good.
Nice. Quickly down there. That was a nice move. I was afraid they were quick. They're quicker than I was thinking. they're quick.
And
something going on.
Blood.
Oh,
bleeding.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he's got blood all over him.
Holy cow.
I can't see where it's coming from. He's got blood all over his shirt.
Well, who's bleeding? He acted like he has no clue what's going on.
Yeah, there's enough blood that you ought to be able to see something. It's on his, like, it's around his collar. So I don't know if somebody touched something. His nose didn't appear to be bleeding, and his face didn't appear to be bleeding, but that's about where it was coming from, appeared to be if it was from him, so I don't know. I think they have a little bit of blood on the court, and I think we're just gonna take a little time out here and see what we can do about the blood they have there, but let's just take a real quick time out. Be back in just a minute.
Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
Sinoa Valley. Ian Homan triggers it into Ryan Post.
I think those tickets are going to go a lot quicker than last year, especially since people want to get them this year.
Yeah, this is the second round of them. The first ones, the regular tickets sold out in 6 hours or less.
Wow.
This is for a separate drawing that is a bunch of cash prizes, 75,000 top cash prize, plus a Dodge Magnum for, I guess you'd call it, second prize. That's a pretty good second prize.
You have to give a lot of credit to Cole Wendell and Jonas Budd and the whole other board, because they have done something else here for Fort Recovery. Yeah. And that should, hopefully this year, that kind of tallies off the baseball field on the softball side. And hopefully that will...
Nice rebound by, I believe that was Clay, up and in, and it's 53-30.
Hopefully that will be done here soon.
Yep.
Shoal will give it over to number 22, Godfrey. All the way around the Blake Shoal. Shoal will fire up a three up, no good.
Another pretty-looking shot that didn't go down for him.
Down by Gavin Toby, a minute 36. 36 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And Dylan Evers and
Caleb Evers.
Caleb Evers. I'm not sure if Caleb is on the varsity roster usually.
Yep.
I can't remember if he's maybe subbing back in for...
Yep, he's going back and forth a lot. But, yeah, he's... it's good to get those guys in the game.
The known Judy.
Judy is going to be coming in if we get a chance to get a clock stoppage.
That should have been one right there. Clay Schmidt. Ball goes.
This one got fouled, got the zone rebound, and hit the bottom of the backboard. He's way too far under the backboard. So, less than a minute now here. Indians ahead 53-30 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. And Indians wanting to get some guys in.
Nobody wants to take a foul. Get those kids in. And there it is. Yeah. Clay Schmidt will take it.
Yep.
And then we'll send Wyatt Feltner to the line, shooting two. Dylan Evers and Owen Judy check in for the Indians. They got a little bit of a cheer from the rest of the JV squad behind the bench.
Yep.
So
I know our fans like to see these guys get in there.
Yep, Feltner's first one up is good. And they do check in for Ryan Post and Gavin Toby. And a few Blackhawks check in. Number 20, don't have him. And number 5, I have Zach Connor. 39 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Indians up 53-30. Led scoring in by Ryan Post with 15. Carol Ramel will bring it up. way across the timeline. And it will hand off Owen Judy over to Ian Holman. 30 seconds left, and we're doing the goal. Hand it off, and we're stuck. Owen Judy will then start dribbling. He'll give it off to Cale Rammel. Cale will turn the corner and sprint it back out to Ian Holman over to Owen Judy. And the Indians will 15 come out of here with a victory. Yep. Coach Mo and Scott will go now to 13-3, and the Blackhawks will fall to 9-9. Good game overall here, Neil.
Yep.
Indians come out victorious, 53-32. We'll be back after this here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
The big game is coming up, and Miracle Lanes has a great special for you. You can get their large 15-inch pizza with up to three toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $25. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 between 3:30 and 6:30 on Sunday to place your order for the special. Additional items and changes to the special will give you a longer wait time. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with up to three toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $25. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes ahead of time at 375-4274 before 6:30 to get this great big game special.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley, where the Indians come out victorious.
53-32
is our final score. So we outscored them in the fourth quarter. Outscored them in every quarter, but we outscored them in the fourth quarter by 12-9. So Indians won every quarter. I'm still doing a little figuring here, but
I'm just saying, going into the first and to the second, they only scored 5 points after half. They only scored a total of 16 points. That is very good to see for Coach Milton's squad.
Yes, yes. And they were, I'm starting to think that it is really our defense, because Coldwater couldn't make a good shot. Marion Local couldn't make a good shot. Mississinewa Valley tonight, that's obviously a pretty good squad, 7-1 in their conference, in the cross-county conference. They couldn't make a good shot. They just weren't going in, and I think with our quickness and our height, you know, I think we just give people a little bit of a psychological problem against us. Before I was just thinking it was just luck, but it's been three games against some pretty good shooting teams.
Yep.
that we've just more or less just made them just miss shots.
Yep, and which coaches really talk about is defense turns in the offense, and the Indians play good defense. They usually turn it on the offensive side, and they did tonight.
Yep, and I think I have the scoring here now. I have Grant Kanapke with 8, 2 threes and a 2. Ian Holman with a 3 and a 2. Clay Schmitz with a 2 and a foul shot. And Derek Judy with 2 twos and a 3. Brian Benn with 3 twos and 3 foul shots. And 2 twos and a foul shot. No, 3. It is 3 twos. Yeah. So, and Regan Martin with 3 twos and a couple of foul shots. Ryan Post looks like leading the team with 15.
Yep.
He had 3, 4, I would say pretty easy layups. A couple of them he got fouled on, made the foul shots. He was 4 for 6 from the foul line, ended up with 15, and Cale Rammel had 2. And again, it's one of those things where who knows which guy's going to score all the points. Like, you know, Ryan, I don't think scored any or very few last night, and tonight he leads the team. I can't remember who led the team last night, but they, whoever
may different.
Yeah, somebody different. They probably didn't score any tonight. So that has to be a nightmare for these other teams to try to figure out
who's going to be hot.
Yeah, you can figure that Grant's going to get some shots in, but if you stop him, we have Regan, Ryan,
Quinn,
and you know, there's 4 guys that can just throw in threes, plus our big guys. So it's tough for these other teams, and you know, we're really clicking right now. We're hoping we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Melton here in just a minute or two. But what else do you kind of have that you're thinking?
I just have to say, Indians played well tonight. Obviously, 53-32 win. JV also got a win, 50-31. So you escape here with 2 wins for both squads, and that's great.
Yes.
Especially for a non-conference game coming off of a good win over Marion Local. So next week they got St. Henry. At St. Henry. So if you can make the travel on over to the Redskins area, we'll gladly see you there.
That's going to be a big one. You know, Redskins don't have a great record. They're around 500.
But you can't play them easy.
You know, you never can over there. They seem to have our number at their place. We've beaten them there very few times. So let's take a quick break, and we probably will get a chance to talk to Coach Melton right after that. If not, we'll wait a little bit more if we need to. So I'll be back right after this on the Miracle Lanes postgame show.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Come on.
Yep.
We're back.
Yep, we are back. So we're back with Coach Melton. So what do you think? Sorry, I cut you off there.
Whenever you play back-to-back nights, you know, the guys' legs are, you know, we did our ice baths and did everything, hydrated, tried to get, you know, rejuvenate our legs, and we got off to a sluggish start. So I was proud of the guys. You know, we adjusted a little bit, talked about some things at halftime, and I challenged that first group, and they owned up to the challenge.
Yep. And, you know, I thought we ran into some pretty good quickness tonight. Those guards, you know, they had some steals and some tips, and that was, I thought that was pretty tough for us. They gave us some fits, but we, our defense turned out and was just about as quick and made some really good stops, I thought, and you know, gave us a chance to extend that I think it was 14-11 at the first quarter, and we outscored them 12-5 in the second quarter, and we turned around and got them back a little bit sometimes too. So
Yeah, the guys, you know, is just, you know, about owning up on their responsibilities and, you know, as far as, you know, what I'm asking of them. And we got a little sloppy. We just came out a little sloppy. You know, I mean, you know, credit to them a little bit, but some of it was on us. We were pretty sloppy with the ball.
Yep.
Their guards were, you know, are quick, and Coach Bardi does a nice job. They were 9-8 coming in tonight. And, you know, they've been on a little bit of a roll as of late. But,
yeah, they were six out of seven coming into this.
Right,
yeah,
right. So, you know, I mean, credit to them, but also I thought we were a little sloppy with the ball as well. So I thought we pretty much handed a few of them to them. But you know, I'm just proud of our guys for battling. And, you know, especially when I challenge them there at halftime.
Yeah,
you know, I started challenging them, and you know, and they come out and answer the call. So,
Coach, good win after a good game with Marion Local last night, and it really seems like when you
look at their stats, it doesn't seem like there's one guy that's leading the scoring every night. It's always somebody different, like tonight, Ryan Post. I'm not sure who was getting last night, but it seems like there's always somebody different. That, I mean, especially for a coach like you, if you're scouting for your team, I mean, it's really tough to say, okay, who's going to come out and be the leading scorer for you?
Absolutely, right? And that's what I, you know, we're a little different. Last year, they had PD could, you know, dump some points on the board every night, you know. I mean, he's a special guy, special player. Most coaches will take a balanced team where you never know who's going to show up and, you know, put 13, 15 on the board. So, you know, Clay had a great game last night. I think he had 13. And,
yep.
You know.
I think he had two tonight.
Yeah, Grant had 11, I think, you know. So, yep. It's kind of fun as a coach, actually.
Yep.
I mean, it's really, you know, it's really fun. And the guys have bought into the concept that I've been trying to hammer away since November 1st as far as the defense. You know, hopefully we can start working on some offense a little bit more now.
Yep.
That's all I got, Neil. Yep. I don't know if you have anything else.
Well, you have anything you want to
say? Just a big weekend, you know. Week coming up. We got St. Henry, at St. Henry, then at Shawnee.
Yeah, those
so
are two.
This is a big weekend, yep. You know, or yes, week coming up. So, you know, lots of pots of coffee for me and lack of sleep, but I'll get over it.
Yep. And, you know, Shawnee is undefeated.
Yep.
And St. Henry is always tough to beat over there.
Well, we're focusing on the MAC team first, not that we're overlooking
absolutely.
Shawnee, but St. Henry's my primary focus.
Yes, absolutely. That is a big one, and it's a matter of pride between a couple of rivals.
Yeah.
Plus, it can have some connotations, especially on the draw.
Yeah,
the
good. Perhaps.
Yeah,
yep.
So
thanks, guys.
You never know how that's going to go. Thank you very much.
Safe travels back home.
So we'll take one more quick break and be back, and we'll shut her down after that, and we'll be back right after this.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The big game is coming up, and Miracle Lanes has a great special for you. You can get their large 15-inch pizza with up to 3 toppings, 2 orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $25. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 between 3:30 and 6:30 on Sunday to place your order for the special. Additional items and changes to the special will give you a longer wait time. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with up to 3 toppings, 2 orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $25. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes ahead of time at 375-4274 before 6:30 to get this great big game special.
And we're back at Mississinewa Valley. And Indians, I'll let you go ahead and Reese and wrap this up for us.
So next week, Thursday, girls host St. Henry. WPGW simulcast. Friday, boys are at St. Henry. Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner. Make sure you get there early so you can get your chicken dinner and support a great cause. WPGW will have that one. And then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village for Recovery Radio Broadcast. And the boys are at Lima Shawnee. So a good week of sports coming up. Make sure you can go out and see the boys and girls if you can. And so tonight, Indians varsity wins 53-32, and the JV wins 50-31. So we escape here from Mississinewa Valley with 2 wins, and I think that's all I got, Neil. So
all right.
On out.
Yep. And we appreciate you listening. Game will be in the archives in about an hour or so. And the girls this afternoon came away with LCC with a 38-33 victory. They were up more than that most of the game, but LCC made a frantic effort to get back in it and did a pretty good job and closed the gap pretty good. So Indians, again, doubleheader win today. And we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.
special